Everyone will come to order. We'll begin our Friday, June the 15th, 2007 regular session of Commissioners Court. Let's start with just a few moments of silence and then we'll stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one and indivisible.
Item one on the agenda is public comment. Anyone that would like to speak to the court this morning? Item two is to consider and take action on approval of recording of payroll changes. We can pass out raises, but I mean, I think the question is going to be if there's going to be money in those line items to pay those people. Ms. LeGrone?
I have money in my budget right now, and I'd like to see this lady receive her raise, and I'm sure that there'll be money in the new budget for this position.
Will there be money to pay it from between now and October the 1st?
Oh, more than enough, yes.
Is this coming out of that money that we faxed her the other day?
Judge, this is coming out of the regular budget. It is no money that was transferred. That was transferred into the election budget. This is coming out of my general budget.
That was in reference to the records archive fund that we...
Judge, again, this is nothing that was transferred last time. This is coming out of my regular budget. I believe it's called the general budget.
10?
Yes. 10-403.
Okay. I just know that we had a situation that was similar to this right after the new budget last year, this year's budget. That the sheriff had requested a raise for his chief deputy, and we denied him, you know, any raise at that point in time. And I don't see what the difference in this raise is, and what the difference in the sheriff requesting it for his chief deputy. Right?
Well, I think at the beginning of the budget, then we knew that the sheriff, we knew exactly what we had put in the sheriff's budget, and we knew it was budgeted exactly to cover the people that were working at that time to cover their salaries until the end of the year. And that's the reason I was asking Ms. LeGrone what I was. Is there money now to pay this amount until the end of the year?
If the clerk's is confident there's money in there, we won't have to do any kind of budget amendments. I guess I'm okay.
Judge, I don't look for there to be any budget amendments in any of my funds between now and October. I think Mr. Smith took care of all that with the last one.
Gary, you think that's right?
I think so.
Okay.
With her detailed budget that she has three part-time people in there. And this is one of the part-time, temporary part-time people. And so she has three budgets for about 3 months. She had four budgets for 3 months, and she only had two in place right now. And so there's some money in there.
Motion to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item B is payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are the budget amendments.
Judge, there's one line item on there that the commissioners, their copy of, that not corrected, but the transfer from appraisal district to non-departmental, I'd like to cross that off.
Okay. Were you able to fix that with a...
Yes, journal entry.
Journal entries, okay.
This code is expensive.
Move to approve.
Second.
That's pretty much for changes moving from line item to line item, or for request by department.
Yes, they're all within the same department. There's a motion and a second to approve the budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item D is the accounts payable.
There's one correction on your report. Lisa called down to Road Bridge, and it was for a duster, but I believe somebody else picked it up and signed, and it got misconfused and coded wrong, so that has been corrected. Should be commissioner's courts to the Road Bridge, $6.69 to sale on. On page 8, that's all.
Can I ask you why on the county clerks that we're taking money out of her budget for elections instead of taking out of election budget?
There's a motion and a second to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is accept for recording various commission court documents, including but not limited to auditor's reports, treasurer's monthly report, certificate of liability insurance for Bullfinch Custodial Service, certificates of completion of continuing education for Myra Harris, our treasurer, oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Motion to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to to approve the recording of those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item F is JP Technology Fund expenditures, and I don't believe we have any. Item G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Move to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the applications for use of roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 3 is to consider bids on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes and take action. Hi, Mr. Smith.
Okay, the first property I have located in Commission Precinct 3 is a Glenwood Acres lot, M5, lot 803. He has a bid for $1,000. The appraisal district in Precinct 1, yes, sir. The appraisal district chose a value of $2,000 and it was struck off for value. It's a small lot located near the back of the subdivision.
$1,000.
Motion to reject that bid.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to reject the $1,000 bid on Glenwood Acres M5 lot 803. Those in favor of rejecting?
Aye.
That bid is rejected.
Next property I have also Glenwood Acres phase M5. Lot 804. It's also a $1,000 bid. It also has a value of $2,000 for the appraisal district. And it was struck off for value.
Motion to reject that bid also.
Second.
There is a motion and a second to reject the $1,000 bid on Lot 804, Phase M5 at Glenwood Acres. Those in favor of rejecting that bid?
Aye.
That bid's rejected.
Next one's also a Glenwood Acres lot. It's in phase 4, described as lot 486. We have a bid for $500. The appraisal district shows it as $2,100 property, and it was also struck off for value.
Motion to accept that bid.
There is a motion and a second to accept a bid of $500 on tract 1, lot 486, phase 4. Glenwood Acres, those in favor of accepting that bid?
Aye.
That bid is accepted.
Next track I show in the Commissioner Precinct 4. It's in the Elmwood Edition, described as Block 2, Lot 7. The bid is for $3,000. The Appraisal District shows its value at $16,444. It was struck off for $5,515.38. It chose to have a structure.
Motion to accept. Is that?
Okay. Oh, okay.
Second.
Is this the Red Bud? The Red Bud Street?
Yes, it's 106 West Red Bud.
Old house on it.
The motion's to accept. Yeah. I think the city would like us to accept that. There's a motion and a second to accept the bid. $3,000 on Lot 5 and the east 20 feet of Lot 7, Block 2, Elmwood Edition. City of Gilmer, those in favor of accepting that bid?
Aye.
That bid's accepted.
Next property I have identified in Beacon Precinct 1. It's described as 2 acres, more or less, in the Sheriff Powell survey. It's located on Henry Williams Road. The appraisal district shows its value at $40,300. It was struck off for $9,428. I show land and structure on that property. $5,000.
I show structure on that property also?
Yes. Appraisal district shows the house valued at $31,550 and land at $87,500.
Motion to reject that bid at this time.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to reject a bid of $5,000 on the 2 acres more or less situated in the Sarah Powell Head Right Survey Abstract 388. Those in favor of rejecting that bid?
Aye.
It's rejected.
Next property I have identified in Precinct 3, it shows to be 12.75 acres more or less in the J.W. Augustine survey. I have the appraisal district shows a value of $35,500. It was struck off for $19,110. I think it's land only. My bid is for $6,375.
Motion to reject.
Second.
There is a motion and a second to reject a bid of $6,375 on the 12.75 acres, more or less situated in the J.W. Augustine survey, abstract 9. Those in favor of rejecting?
Aye.
That bid's rejected.
My next property also showing Commissioner Precinct 3. It's described as part of Lot 8, Lot 34 in the city of Big Sandy. It's located on Muir Street. We have appraisal district value of $5,000. It was struck off for $1,000. We have a bid for $800.
Motion to reject.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to reject a bid of $800 on Tract 1, part of Lot 8, Block 34, City of Big Sandy. Those in favor of rejecting?
Aye.
That bid's rejected.
Concluding my business. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Item 4 is to discuss and take action to approve and accept a recording interlocal agreement between Upshur County and various school districts and municipalities located in the county. And we have one with Harmony Independent School District.
Move to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the interlocal agreement with Harmony ISD. Those in favor of accepting that interlocal agreement?
Aye.
That's accepted. Item 5 is to discuss and take action to purchase shelving for the Rock Building. Mr. Crabtree.
I got a bid for $7,259.50. That's for 20 sections of shelving that we can put boxes in from both sides and 10 sections that we can put them in from one side. We're going to put against that west wall in the basement of the Rock Building and that should be enough to completely clear out the record storage building, and it won't give us very much additional space. You know, I expect that we'll have to, you know, be purchasing some along the way as we go, but I think that will get all the boxes that we currently have in shelves and get everything off the floor.
Okay.
That's freight, and that's delivered to the Rock Building.
It won't leave us any room?
It won't leave much. If we want to get a few extra, you know, we can add to that. But that's basically what I figured that it's going to cost us to, you know, I mean, we'll probably have one section of it left.
Just a second.
We had, that gave us room for... about 1,000 boxes, and we've got 800, and you know, I couldn't count them because they were
well, we might
the way they are.
Feel when we go through them.
Right, and I was taking for granted that we would be able to shred some. We won't have to move all of them. Some of those old ones, surely we can do away with.
What'd you say the price was?
$7,279.50.
We're going to pay that
out of County Records Management.
Okay. And what are these shelf, what is this made out of?
Yes, they're.
And they fit the box.
Mm-hmm.
And that will, so how much room will it give us in this building?
It'll be empty.
That building will be empty.
It'll be completely empty.
Okay. Shelving direct.
Shelving direct. They've got a warehouse in Texas, but the main office is in Cincinnati, Ohio.
What do we plan on using that building for down there once we empty it out?
For maintenance.
That's what we decided a month or so ago.
The shop to work out of.
Mm-hmm.
Was this the only price you got?
It's the only official, you know, quote that I got. I looked through a couple of different magazines, and it was the cheapest one that I could find. And so, yeah, it's the only one that I actually called to get a price sent to me, shipping and all.
You don't believe we could buy it locally for a little cheaper price?
Looking in the books, I couldn't find it. From the across the road, it wasn't close. Motion to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the purchase of shelving for the Rock Building as presented by Commissioner Crittenden. Those in favor? Crabtree, sorry.
Aye. I'm sorry.
That's approved. We got there. Item 6 is to discuss and take action concerning an interlocal agreement between Upshur County and Gregg County, providing Upshur County access to Gregg County's InfoCop server.
Is he going to talk?
Sheriff?
It's an interlocal agreement with Gregg County to team up with the Sheriff's Office of Gregg County to use our computers and our cars with the air cars that we acquired to run background checks on individuals, license plate checks, to do most of the jobs in the car that the dispatchers are doing right now.
Does it prevent us from having to buy our own server?
Prevent us. If we bought our own server, it costs around $75,000. We're working with Gregg County.
$25,000. Motion to approve. Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the interlocal agreement with Gregg County for the use of their InfoCop server. Those in favor of approving?
Aye.
That's approved. Sheriff, will you provide us a copy of the? Will you get us a copy of that?
Gregg County only requires the county judge's signatures.
Okay.
Both copies have to go back. They have to prove it at the end of the month. They can run the driver's license check in their car. They can also run the license checks on vehicles and they can check to see if a person's going.
In about half time, won't
it? In a very short period of time, yes.
Item 7 is to discuss and take action to accept for filing an amended plat for Lawrence Estates Unit 1. And the gentleman who filed that plat had failed to get the surveyor to file it, to sign it. And so he brought it back with surveyor signature. And he understood he was going to have to refile the entire plat. So.
Move to accept for filing.
There's a motion and a second to accept the Lawrence Estates Unit 1 plat. For filing, those in favor?
Aye.
It's filed. And Ms. Legrone, there's a check for filing rolled up in that plat.
All right, thank you, Judge.
So does he have to pay for both filings?
Yeah, it'd be like filing a corrected deed or...
Item 8 is to discuss and take action to allow Mike Kuza, Constable Precinct 4, the opportunity to move into the recently vacated Indigent Health Office on the first floor of the courthouse.
There's just something I put on the agenda. We've talked about it more times in the past, or several times in the past, and now that Mr. Johnson's not occupying that office downstairs, I would like to see the court look at allowing Mr. Kuza to move into this office and have a place where he can office in and conduct his private daily business as he needs, as he sees fit, needs to.
Even this, gentlemen, this is, in a way, maybe called a temporary fix. When we get our new building out yonder, we can still, if we decide, we can move Mr. Kuza out there. And I think Mike, I talked to him, he said that, of course, he don't want to give up the office, but still, he would work with us on it. And it could be a temporary fix till we get our new building out yonder fixed and move Mr. Kuza out there then. Make a motion to approve.
Mike, yesterday when I talked to you, you acted to me like you wanted to leave both offices as they are.
I would prefer to do that. It would help me out as far as that. Keep the records separated from the VA stuff. Plus, two phones too, you know. I have to answer those too, you know. But that's no problem, you know. I work with the commissioner's court. Well, they decide I can do what they say, but perfectly, in my opinion, I would have both spaces.
The only thing Mike would have to move would be his typewriter and one filing cabinet into his office for temporary use to where this would work out. And his phone, of course, but that, I talked to Carmen, and Carmen said it wasn't no big deal to move the phone.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the assignment of the Indigent Health Office space to Constable Precinct 4, Mike Kuza. Those in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Do I need to have the issue phone moved into Mike's office and then get Mike Kuza a phone?
No,
how
no.
Do that?
Just put him two extensions.
Okay, have you two phones sitting on his desk?
No, he just needs one phone with two numbers on it.
He wants to keep them separate. Okay. Go where he can have two phones there, to where they're, in other words, I guess that speaking one brings the same time. But I know we could handle it on one.
Yeah.
But Mike was wanting both phones moved in there and then put one in Mike's office. Which is no big deal.
I just take the recorders off.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And also on that order, let me make sure that I clarify this. You know, we did specify the Mr. Johnson's office, but whichever office is more suitable to your needs than Mr. Kuzik.
We have both, you know, titles, you know.
Okay, that's, and I
yours is sure. Larger.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Because Mike can get by with the smallest that's down there, so.
Yeah,
Okay. Item 9 is to discuss and take action to move voting box precinct 5 Glenwood from Glenwood Acres Clubhouse to the new Glenwood Water Supply Office building and allow the county clerk to seek pre-clearance authorization from the Department of Justice.
Judge, this is something else I asked to put on the agenda. I think it's I think it would be a good move to move the voting box 5 out onto a main highway and take it out of Glenwood Acres area where it's a little more difficult for those that don't live within the acres to find it. I think it's going to be more accommodating and more accessible. And plus, we will not be charged a fee to use this building at the time of that we hold elections out there.
You'll have to try agreement with them.
Right.
That's right. Yeah, part of our original agreement with Glenwood Water Supply was that they would provide us voting space once their building was complete.
And it's completed now, and this isn't on the agenda, but they are going to have open house on next Saturday, June the 23rd, from 2 to 4, so anybody can attend out there, be welcome out there. But I would like to see that we move it to this location simply for the accessibility and the issue of not having to pay a space for a voting box or whatever. So I make a motion this time that we do that and allow the county clerk's office to go ahead and seek the pre-clearance authorization from the Department of Justice.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to move the voting box 5 from Glenwood Acres Clubhouse to the new water supply office and request that the county clerk seek pre-clearance from the Department of Justice. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is to discuss and take action to adopt the last full weeks of March and September each year as Upshur County Trash Off Week.
Judge, I had this on the agenda a couple meetings back for the court to look at this and consider it. I think it would be something that we could allow the citizens of the county to utilize the dump out there and hopefully take part of the burden of the road and bridge crew of having to go out and pick up appliances and furniture and so on and so forth that people dump on the side of the road. I talked to Josh with Sanitation Solutions, the operations we've got our contract with in Paris, and he said he'd be willing to work with us on this and give us a discount. And to the best of my memory, this has been a couple months ago when we talked about this, but I believe he said we're paying $330 for a 30-yard dumpster, and he would take a percentage of that. It was either 5 or 10% at that time, and he said that once we got it established that we were going to do it, he'd be willing to work with us and be more firm on the price. And also, I have found an operation that will come out there and set up a dumpster to haul off any and all metal products that's brought in out there, so we won't have to worry about dispose of that if somebody comes in with a refrigerator or a load of metal, and we turn them back at whatever. More than likely, we would find that down the road in a creek or on the side road or something. So we're covered there. And also, I found an operation that will help us dispose of the tires.
Are they going? How much is that going to cost us for that dumpster for the metal?
They'll do it.
They'll do it for the scrap iron.
They'll do it for free, right? They'll come out here and set it up and leave it as long as we need it. So if the people that bring the stuff in or whatever, we may not be available to load it into the dumpster at that time, or the dumpster may be full of whatever, and they'll bring it back and forth as many times as necessary.
Is there going to be any expense to the tire disposal?
Talking with Greg Canny, they've got an operation that I was told about that possibly we can work with them on it. If there is an expense, we're looking at, I think I was told about $1 a tire if we have to dispose of. If we take another avenue, though, and work with our community service organization, we can get those disposed of at no charge. And that, by doing that, what they have to do is cut the tires in quarters. And they've got, in their program in Gregg County, they've got a lot of their individuals that's serving that time is willing to come up there and cut those tires in quarters so they can just throw them in the regular dumpster then and dispose of them. The reason they want them cut up is because if you throw a whole tire and bury it, it has a tendency to work its way back to the top of the ground. But if you quarter it, it'll stay buried. And then there's also a possibility of having them recycled and turned into chips, you know, be used in flower beds or in other areas that they're already being used in.
How many of the 30-yard dumpsters do you anticipate we'd need during those 2 weeks a year?
I talked to Josh about that. He said that was hard to answer at this point in time. He said, us being a new county just starting, he said there's several counties around us that are doing it, and they're having a good response. He said, but to tell me at this point in time how many it would actually take, he said he couldn't put a figure to it, but he would make sure that if we kept an eye on it, or if they would keep an eye on it, they would make sure that there was never a full one out there where somebody would come out there and couldn't dispose of their trash.
And what this, the hours of operation would be exactly like it is now, right?
Right.
Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays from 8 to 4.
8 to 4, that's correct.
Are we going to just give a dump permit at the treasurer's office like we've been doing, or are we going to have it where they just go out there to dump? I mean,
the way Josh said, the way I understood Josh to say was the way the other counties got, they just show a form of identification that they do live in the county.
So we'll just not issue a permit, just give an identification.
Right.
And on the tar, we're going to have to stipulate, you know, no dealers.
Right.
Well, we'll stipulate on there no contractors. This is for residential use only. Because we got to make sure we don't have, for example, your roofers or whatever that want to come out there and dispose of a load of, mm-hmm. several loads of shingles or whatever. No, this will be strictly for residential use. At no charge to those that want to utilize the service. And like I say, if we did it just on Saturday or whatever, I don't think we would be able to accommodate everybody that would want to use it. But if we do it, if we add those other two days of the week on Monday and Wednesday and do it for the last full week of each one of those months that I recommended on the agenda, I believe we'll have a pretty good turnout, and we'll be able to evaluate this and see what kind of response we have as opposed to the road and bridge crew having to go out and pick up.
Is there a loader out there on a daily basis? There's
I don't not. Think there's one out there on a daily basis.
So we're going to probably have to ask the road and bridge to take a loader out to load the stuff up that the metal that they dump?
That's possible. It just all depends on what we get out there. And we may not get that much.
But we're going to have to plan on it. I mean, we're thinking there's going to be enough to be worthwhile. So,
right.
So somebody's going to have to take it from the ground to the dumpster. Is that, I mean, have yeah, you thought about who's going to do it?
Well, yes, sir, I have. And we have done this for other areas of the county. And at that time, we also had to provide a loader to load.
And Road and Bridge did that?
Road and Bridge did it at that time then. Yeah, and I think that turned into be a problem right here at the last couple of times that we've done it or whatever. But I think this will be a little more managed and organized.
How is this any different than what we're doing right now? I mean, we provide a place for people to dump now.
Well, right now they have to come to the courthouse and get a permit. For most of us, that's not a problem or whatever, but for some, I guess it could be an issue or whatever. They also would be able to dispose of it freely instead of having to pay for a permit to go out there. And if they wanted to take a trailer load of trash out there, which some of these places around their house have got several trailer loads, they could they wouldn't have to pay that expense. Now, I think that expense would for 6x16.
Well, for a packing truck, it's $8.80, and
then
different sizes of trailers.
Yeah, it gets more expensive than that.
But we don't take any metal products now.
We say they don't, but occasionally the guy will let a few metal objects sit there, very small, but not big.
So basically, the main difference is we're going to have a dumpster for metal, and we're going to waive our fees
for 2 months, 2 weeks out of the year.
2 weeks out of the year.
Right.
And we're going to be open on a Saturday, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But it's already open on Saturday.
Yeah. It's Monday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. It's 8 to 4 is what has been the usual time for years.
Okay.
I think it would provide a service to the citizens of the county that is, you know, well, that they would appreciate, and I think that it would be neat, you know, that we would see a turnaround.
Rush County started it.
And we're going
I think it's a good idea, and I think, I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I think we need to do it. I think we're going to see very little difference in what we're already providing. I think.
Right, and we could, if that's the case, then we can.
But if we'll promote it as, you know, this is the trash off week. Everybody go to the dump, take all your stuff.
Right, and we'll have to have it in the paper, you know.
Did you pick March and September for any particular reason? I know that there's a.
I picked March because of there's a lot of people want a spring clean,
right?
And it's not real warm, real
but
hot.
Is there a time that Gilmer has a weekly cleanup in town now?
In May.
It's in May. That's all I was thinking was I just wondered if you had thought about, you know, coordinating it. The same time when, if Gilmer's trying to have a spring cleaning, and I know Gladwater has I don't know the date, so I don't know what time it is.
You know, if you stack a whole bunch in there at one time, I could see it possibly could become an issue with the individual that's working out there. But I think by spreading it out, and like I said, I chose the last full week of March simply because of spring cleaning, and also, you know, it's the cool part of the year. I chose the last week of September because that's going to be just before the Yamboree, and hopefully we can, you know, that'll help address the county during that time also. And that puts them 6 months apart exactly. So if we continue the operation of whatever, every 6 months, we'll be able to have this. I'd say Josh, when I talked to him, he said that the other counties that have enacted this have had real good response, and they've seen an improvement in their county, taking a load off their road and bridge crew.
Well, the city's going to be able to use it also.
Yeah, because it's going to be open.
Countywide.
The regular business hours.
We get calls all the time, and so we can start telling them.
Hopefully, Mac and will advertise this big farce. Keep it going.
You'll publicize.
Okay, I'm sorry. Correct my English.
I don't think that's what you mean.
I just said I would be glad to publicize it.
So at this time, I'd like to make a motion that we go ahead and adopt these dates and enact the Upshur County Trash Off Week.
Second.
We don't know a total on the coast because we don't know how much is going to be used or whatever. Yeah, we only have one dumpster that's used out there. It's going to be, you know, percentage of $330.
Yeah, be about $300 a whack.
Which, I mean, that's what we're paying anyway.
And you said Sanitation Services is going to give you a discount on the dumpster,
right? Sanitation Solutions.
Any other discussion? There's a motion and a second that we approve the last full weeks of March and September as Upshur County Trash Off Weeks. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Thanks.
Item 11 is to discuss and take action to rename the cut-through at Gum Creek to McCall Road and adjoining road running parallel to Highway 271 as Peacock Road.
Judge, these are two roads in West Mountain that have been county roads, county maintained roads for several years. Talking to Mr. Stoker, the foreman in the county, he said the county was working on these roads when he came on, and Mr. Lindsay, right after he came into office or whatever, he had the two roads oiled, and they've been oiled ever since then, which been in excess of 20 years ago. The concern is we've got four residents out there that are GPS'd off of Highway 271 and shows their driveways going to and intersecting that highway. In reality, they really don't do that. There's a road running parallel to 271 that's been there for longer than I've been here. And at one time, that road was called Tennyson Road. But sometime during the time of the 911 mapping operation, Tennyson Road evidently was named twice, or either it was moved to the north, because when you go north about a mile, mile and a half, you'll find another Tennyson Road up there. And when you pull up cut through at Gum Creek, that road says it was once upon a time named Camp Road. But in doing the investigation that I've done and the research, whatever, I was told that Tennyson Road came from Gum Creek over in front of these people's houses and then up onto the main highway. So what we've got here is we've got two roads out there that people actually live on that aren't being noted as that for 911 purposes. So I would like at this time to make a motion to recommend that McCall Road, running in front of the four or five residences there off of 271, be named, and also the adjoining road that runs, I'm sorry, McCall Road that would run east and west between Gum Creek and 271 be named McCall instead of cut through to Gum Creek, and the road running parallel be named as Peacock Road, and allow Gina, our 911 mapping officer, to readdress these residences out there.
Have you talked to her about, you're certain that these are not, we don't have any McCall or Peacock Road now?
Yeah, she's the one that recommended these names.
Okay. Second.
Mr. Pendarvis, do we currently maintain these roads?
Since the 911 mapping started address and everything, Don Flippo started all that, then we took off. They were counted in the driveway. And that's why this is brought up, because they came to us and want something done. And on our maps, we identified it as private road. Mr. Fogler said they had maintained the road.
Okay.
And so Gina, then, the mapping office, they addressed them as private roads. So to do that, well, they had to change all their addresses down there.
Are you comfortable?
That ain't a problem.
Are you comfortable that they are county roads?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I just didn't want to vote them because everybody went through court before you did.
I understand. There's a motion and a second. There's a motion and a second that we rename the cut through at Gum Creek to McCall Road, and adjoining road running parallel to Highway 271 is Peacock Road. Those in favor? That's approved. Item 12 is to discuss and take action pertaining to needed repairs for the Upshur County Library and building grounds. What's wrong?
Well, as everyone's aware, we have a severe water problem and gutter problem. And it's going to take concrete work, landscaping, and more gutter work. And an estimate to do this, and I pretty well went over the commissioners with it, what we have in mind, is going to run between $15,000 and $20,000. And it's to the point it's a must.
Gutters on the front side.
Yeah, we finally the back ones are secure.
And it,
you're going to fix the drainage problems between right. 154 and the front of the building.
Right.
Is that, do I understand right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And not only 154,
the parking
and
lot.
The east end of the building too, where you enter. And all the way down there's a cement curb that that's probably that's one of the places that water comes in is in the children's sections back in the corner where that water runs in through the wall because it that fire bed probably holds water, that cement curb, and that has to be taken out on the east wall.
The dirt, the ground is higher than the mm-hmm. floor. I mean, it's one that doesn't get more water
right.
than what it does.
Also, on that south side, the gutter problem is inside them columns, water is running from inside the column out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's on that gutter.
Yeah, it's that gutter. It's that hidden gutter that's in the wall.
Yeah. And we didn't put it on it, but Roof's here, and Roof was wanting to, talking about wanting our Mr. Mooney and Mr. Henry were talking, we want him to wait till after August, or end to August. And I suggested, merely a suggestion, it's going to be so hot in August. And if we're going to do this, we need to go on and do it. And I know it's kind of an inconvenience, but couldn't we have the reading on the courthouse lawn?
Well, sir, we could. I appreciate the offer. It's nice to do the outdoors children's programs in the shade. That's why we like the trees in the library. There's only one objection, and that would be that it's not in the library. The reason we do those children's programs is to bring children together with books. That's our mission, to put books in the hands of children. And We like our pet parades and our petting zoos and our sidewalk dog days and so on. But the reason you do those programs is to bring children and their parents into the library. Now, if you can't use the library at all, we'll go to the next best thing.
What could you use the... I mean, it's a complete shade on the east side of the morning.
I understand.
And
all our programs will be finished with by the last week of July.
But I know, but see, we're pushing our budget. I mean, and we're going to be on budget. And that's going to take a lot of my time over, a lot. And I know it's an inconvenience, but anytime there's construction, it's going to be an inconvenience.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm very, very grateful.
We also want to get it finished in this budget year.
That's what I'm.
Yeah, we don't want to run it over into next year. We want to get it all paid for this year.
Because we do have we've kind of lucked out on some roofs, maybe, and that's the only reason we can't do it.
We can make whatever adjustments are necessary.
Okay. What length of time do you think after we get everything in place? Do you think it'll take to start and finish this job? How long?
It'd probably take 30 days.
About 30 days. And when do you plan on starting your programs up there, Mr.?
Oh, they've already started. We started our summer reading club program as soon as school was out, and I had developers here who'd like to see if they continue only 3 days a week through July.
And we won't interfere with your, you know, the entrance will be closed. But where we enter now, you know, with the automobiles, we'll have to enter from the other under this construction.
Where would people be in the park?
They can park all in the parking lot, but we just the, you know, the small parking lot between the two, between the empty lot and the front yard. Because see, we're taking up concrete.
I understand. We're already overflowing into the Church of Christ parking lot.
Well, we've got to if we can't.
That's all
we
can do. We've got to have that section from, basically, you'll just have a rectangular parking lot, not the L-shaped. The entrance coming off of 155, we'll have to rope up all that off. 154, I'm sorry.
During the construction period, right?
Yeah, during construction.
It'll be, they'll get it back.
Yeah. And that won't be the whole 30 days. That's just going to be the time while they're
right,
working the
right,
concrete out.
While they're working on it.
It's going to be a short while.
I wanted to stress the 30 days with possibly 2 weeks, and I'll be over with it. You know.
I am immensely grateful to you all for considering.
Well, while everybody's in the humor, let's do it.
Is that a motion?
That's
a motion.
Second. There's a motion and a second to make the repairs as described to the Upshur County Library. Those in favor?
Did you put a dollar limit on that?
With a maximum of $20,000. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's aye. Approved.
Well, I said 30 days because I don't want to
30 days weeks. Maximum, two weeks.
2 weeks, and then they run three, and Miss Ruth be out there all over.
Yeah, for 30 days.
It might rain.
It could. Item 13 is to open bids for county building janitorial services, discuss and take necessary action. We received one bid.
Who bid that?
This is from Bullfinch Custodial. It has the certificates of liability insurance provided, and the bid is for $50,700.
And that's adding the Porter Building?
Yes.
Porter Building. Adding the Porter Building.
Just for the
Yes.
How many days a week was the board?
Two.
Is that basically all things changed on the...
Move to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to award the bid for the county janitorial services to Bullfinch Custodial. Those in favor?
Aye.
That bid's awarded.
Would it be all right if we start the board building contract renewal would be July 1st when we sign the new contract?
Yeah, that one, huh?
Yes.
Or do you want to start immediately? I mean,
let's start when we renew the contract in 2 weeks. Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
I'm telling you.